AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he hopes to have a vote in Congress on his slimmed-down tax and spending bill before he leaves for Europe on Thursday. This is Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We're continuing to negotiate. We're almost there. We're making progress, and that's what we're headed toward.
In the Senate, moderate Democrat Joe Manchin appears to be on board with White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations. The U.S. is getting closer to vaccinating children under 12 against the coronavirus.
Tomorrow, FDA advisors will take up Pfizer's case for approving its vaccine for kids 5 to 11 years old, and shots could begin next month. They've authorized. Meantime, Moderna says its own vaccine is both safe and effective in those ages 6 to 11. It's been testing the low dose in kids while waiting for regulators to approve the vaccine for those ages 12 to 17. The Pfizer vaccine is already authorized for everyone 12 and up. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In Chicago, one of the victims of serial killer John Wayne Gacy has been identified.
And that victim is Wayne Alexander.
Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says Alexander would have been 21 or 22 when Gacy killed him sometime between early 1976 and early 1977.
He had the misfortune of both living in the area where John Wayne Gacy did most of his killing, where he targeted most of his victims. He also had the misfortune of also operating in an area where John Gacy targeted specific people and specific groups.
Gacy was convicted of killing 33 young men and boys in the 1970s. The Sudan Doctors Committee says two protesters were killed after security forces fired on crowds that flooded the streets in the wake of a coup. Sudan's military seized power, dissolving the transitional government hours after troops arrested the prime minister. This is AP News. Jury selection is starting in the civil trial against dozens of organizers of a rally of white nationalists that turned deadly in Charlottesville, Virginia.
The violence at the Unite the Right rally shocked the nation, and a self-proclaimed Hitler admirer who rammed his car into a crowd is serving life in prison for murder and hate crimes. Now a civil trial will determine whether the organizers of the event should be held accountable. Defendants are accused of a conspiracy to commit violence. Evidence in the case includes a vast collection of online exchanges. The nearly two dozen defendants include Richard Spencer, who coined the term alt-right, and Jason Kessler, the rally's main organizer, who terms himself a white civil rights leader. Lawyers for the plaintiffs are relying on a 150-year-old law known as the Ku Klux Klan Act, which contains a provision that allows private citizens to sue for civil rights violations. Karen Dunn, one of the lead plaintiff's attorneys, says it's the only case that takes on the leadership and organization of the white supremacist movement. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.